Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So apparently today is National Dog Day. What a glorious day to be National Dog Day. letting the dog out. Yeah. I've been known to let the dogs out. Nothing like wet, dirty paws on National Dog Day.
Yeah, you've got to hate today. Weather-wise, not National Dog Day, but just weather. I know how you feel about the... Is she still digging up the whole backyard and all that stuff?
Well, she doesn't dig it up. The problem is that she runs around like she's a thoroughbred back there, and she's worn out a path along the perimeter of the fence line. So it's interesting because yesterday, landscaper crew came out and they installed some like pebble rocks that won't, they'll kind of stay in place. They're not going to like fly all over the place. So I now along the perimeter of the fence line, I have, it's almost like a warning track of these pebble rocks to go around, because all that was there was dirt. And if I tried to plant...
It used to be grass, though.
Used to be grass.
And then she just turned it into
dirt. She just turned it into dirt. So, and when it rains, it would get muddy, and she'd run around there, and it'd be a mess. So that's why I decided to go with the rocks. So the rocks got put in place yesterday.
Oh, so it's getting tested out right away, then.
Well, in like 80% of the of where it is, it's like that. But there are other places back there where I'm having flagstone brought in. And that is has yet to be delivered. So I still have to pick it out, I guess. But so there's still a couple areas that can get pretty muddy or dirty, which has me a little concerned here.
Oh, she'll find it. Don't worry.
Of course she's going to find it. But she didn't find it this morning. And then I took her on a business trip. And that's what I say when I put her on the leash and I need her to do her business before I leave for work. It walked out the front yard, so she was kind of dry with that. So she'll be fine until I get home, and then we'll see what happens when I do get home. But, yeah, it's National Dog Day. So we thought we'd take your ticket text at 248-539-9797. What's your dog's name? How did you come up with the name for the dog? And what is special about your dog? Does your dog do one thing that's special? Is there a trick that the dog knows how to do? Is there whatever it is that makes your dog special? What is it? 248-539-9797.
Isn't this just going to make you jealous?
Oh, yeah. Right, like 100%. Right. It's like, for instance, my dog's name.
My dog sits when I tell her to.
I hate you.
My dog obeys me.
You don't have a dog.
No, I don't. There's a reason for that, many reasons. I like dogs. I just know better.
Does your daughter sit when you tell her to?
No, not really. Yeah, no, so. But eventually she will, I think. But here's the thing. By the way, she came across her first puppy a couple weeks ago. She loved it, man.
What kind of puppy was it?
It was...
Don't say Golden Retriever.
No, it wasn't. It was a... God, I don't know. I'd have to describe it to you. I don't know the breeds.
Okay.
You'll take a look. I'll show you during the break. But she loved it. And my wife, Jackie, turns to me and goes, "Do you think we should get her a dog?" And I'm like, "Don't start. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You're not getting her a dog because the dog ends up being your dog.
Exactly.
Because you're the one who's going to have to feed it. You're the one who's going to walk
it. Right.
You're the one who's going to clean up after it. You're the one who's going to take it to the vet. It ends up being, it's not her dog. I don't know. Last time I checked, a less than 2-year-old is not capable of taking care of a dog.
No, not at all. But it was so cute to see them together.
Of course.
It was so cute.
They're adorable. Puppies are amazing. When you put puppies and baby, and babies are cute and adorable too.
You ever see those videos and pictures where they're like sleeping together?
Yes.
Oh, that's too much.
Of course. Say they would just get two dogs that sleep together. Two dogs falling asleep on top of each other. It's amazing. Have I thought of getting a second dog? Absolutely. Would I get a second dog? Absolutely not. No, I know better. But anyway, so what's your dog's name? How did you come up with the name? And what about your dog is special? 248-539-9797. You can ticket Texas if you like to do that. Like, for instance, my dog's name is Lois. Now, how did I come up with the name Lois? Well, it's you get two different groups of people. You have the people, oh, Lois, like Lois Lane. And I'm like, no. And then you have the other group that gets it. It's Lois after the Family Guy, Lois Griffin. That's where it comes from. Because all the pets in my family over the years have come from sitcoms. It's basically, that's how we come up with the names. And this is my dog, so I continue on with that tradition. And it's Lois. That's how I came up with it. What is special about my dog? Her ability to shred a toy in a short amount of time. Although she's kind of lost that taste for killing and destroying the toys. But I feel like if there was a toy out there that was it had a squeaker in it and it was soft enough that she would just rip it to shreds. The last couple I've gotten have actually been pretty high quality, tougher to rip apart toys. So she's been better with that. But, you know, beyond the fact that she's cute and adorable and she sits on my lap when I watch baseball or any other sport, you know, what does she do? It's special. She's not really well trained. She can kind of sit on command. If I have a treat, she will sit. But beyond that, she is horribly trained, and that's totally my fault. To the phones we go. Jim is in Charlotte, or should I say Charlotte. Are you in Charlotte or are you in Charlotte? Where are you in Michigan?
I'm in Michigan, Charlotte, okay, home of the Clayton Orioles.
I just had to make sure which state we were in. Obviously, in Michigan, it's Charlotte. You get down in Carolina, it's Charlotte.
Right. You ever been there?
To Charlotte?
Yeah.
I think I've been through it. I have not stopped in it.
Yeah, it's right on 69 there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have two purebred black labs, and the first one is named Warrior Bull the Dragon Slayer, and we bred him, and is... offspring's name is Warrior Bull Dragon Slayer Jr., who we call Junior.
So what do you call the first one?
Bull.
Bull?
Bull, B-O.
Oh, Bull, I got you. Okay.
Yep. And then Bull, the dad, I've trained him to shake with three of his four paws. So he's an ambidextrous dog.
Three of the four? It can shake with a back leg?
Yeah, I taught him lay on his back, and then I... told him rear, then I would just grab his leg, and he'd put his leg out, and he shakes with his rear leg.
That's impressive.
It's kind of funny, to be honest with you.
No, it sounds very funny. You don't normally see a dog shaking with the back leg, so that actually would be really funny.
He's real fluent with both front paws, and then the rear he's pretty good with, too. So.
That's good. Yeah, Lois can shake a little. Thanks for the call, Jim. Lois can shake a paw occasionally. She's not really consistent with it. Next up is Lorraine in Novi. Welcome 97 on the ticket. Hey, Lorraine. Lorraine? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's
Hello.
Going on?
Hey, how you doing?
All
I
right.
love dogs.
Good.
But I can't have a dog of my own because my husband is highly allergic. So it's the dog of my husband.
Oh.
But my girlfriend has a dog that I watch about 2 weeks a month because they travel a lot. And her name is Sky, and she's a teacup Yorkie.
She's a tiny little dog.
And a lot of people, it's an accessory dog. But it's the smartest accessory you'll ever own.
Now, why is this dog so smart?
I don't know. Maybe because her owner is smart. But I can take this dog and say, okay, it's time to go. I'm leaving. I have a little purse, a beautiful, like her mother. I call her mother, but my girlfriend bought her a beautiful, like, Gucci purse. And so she jumps in the purse with her outfit on, sticks her head out, and she's all ready to go. This dog will even wear sunglasses.
Hmm.
You believe that?
I can, because it seems like those little, the very small breed of dogs that they get dressed up all the time and that they seem to not protest too much.
No, but actually she likes it because they shake a lot and it makes them feel a little bit more like secure.
Right, and the sunglasses just make you look cool, so that works.
Totally, totally cool. And she'll just sit right by you. If somebody comes near me, now you're talking 2 pounds of like a hummingbird. Every bit of her is going. And she's like, huge. Nothing can come near me. Not another dog, not my husband. Boys. She doesn't like boys. But she loves you. She's a fierce little loyal friend.
Well, that sounds very sweet. Thank you, Lorraine. I appreciate it. Yeah, sounds like the dog's a little blocker is what it sounds like. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. More of your texts and calls about National Dog Day. You want to brag on your dog? Go ahead. I want to know what the dog's name is, how you came up with the name, and what makes that dog special. What's the one ability the dog has that you define as being special? This is 97.1, The Ticket. Welcome back to Carson Anderson here at 97.1 The Ticket. Scott the Gator Anderson along with Kang, who's behind the glass on the other side of the studio. Doug is off today, but he'll be back tomorrow. We're talking about National Dog Day. What's the name of your dog? How'd you come up with the name? And what's special about your dog? What special ability does your dog have? Evan just tweeted us a picture of, because he just got a new puppy a few weeks ago. And the dog's adorable.
Oh, a little cute thing.
Yeah. So he's got the picture of his older dog, Jordan, that's lying on the couch, and the new puppy, Pippin, which is sleeping on the floor next to a dog bed.
Not on the dog bed.
No.
Next to the dog bed. I think Pippin's upset that Jordan wouldn't pass Pippin the ball. So.
Probably. Which is what happens with Lois. Do I have a couple dog beds in the house? No. She won't go in the dog bed. Very rare that she goes in the dog bed.
Your dog's special ability is to not listen to you.
Yeah, it's
She's
special.
She's very good at it.
She's outstanding at it. Better than most. She knows what she's doing. Good grief.
Every time, because you asked me before, you said, well, my daughter, she's only 1.5. Well, my daughter, you know, listen to me when I tell her to do something.
Right.
And of course not. But when my wife says, she won't even listen to you, I'm like, yes, she will. Look at me. All right, don't pay attention to me. Turn away. Watch cartoons. Scratch your butt. I just say, repeat whatever she's doing. I'm
right.
Like, see, she's listening to me. She's perfectly fine. She understands.
Yeah.
She knows. She's her own person. Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Until she gets older.
Well, yeah, but at least you have the knowledge that in real soon, in fact, that your communication skills are going to pay off and she'll be able to actually communicate with you and you're going to be able to reason and understand and have conversations. Not this guy. My dog is still going to be doing things she's not supposed to be doing and not listening to me and. It's all my fault.
That's why these calls are going to make you jealous. But that's okay. You love dogs. So.
Yeah, I do love dogs, and this is fine. I'll take the jealousy. I'm okay with that. Lowell's in West Bloomfield. Lowell, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning.
Hey, Lowell.
My dog's name is Apollo.
Apollo, like Apollo Creed?
Yeah, that's how it. I think it's got its name. What happened was my son rescued the dog, and he lived in Birmingham. And then he went off to medical school. So being he couldn't take the dog, he went to medical school in Grenada. We inherited the dog. So now the dog goes with me every day, sits in the car, goes in on the job with me if I'm in a house. You know, these are houses that I own. And he feels lost if he's not in the car or with us at home. But people ask, what kind of a dog is he? And he's a 76-pound big black dog, big bushy tail. And I always describe him as the back half is shepherd and the front half is I don't listen to what you say.
That's about right.
And so when I say that, he looks at me with this cross-eyed look and says, what do you mean I don't listen to what you say?
Right.
I hear every word. I just don't do what you tell me to do.
That's totally different.
But I listen.
But the dog enjoys going for walks?
Yes. Okay. Yes. He's a good walking dog. He doesn't pull on the leash.
All right, so that's one ahead of Lois. The dog rides along in cars without incident?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't bark at people.
No,
he, you know, when... If I go into a store, I leave all the windows down and he watches the car for me, you know.
Doesn't want to jump out of the car if it was moving or not?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Another subject real quickly. I was reading an article today about the World War II submarine called Tang. And the submarine was the biggest and baddest submarine in the fleet.
Obviously.
And they fired a torpedo, and the torpedo misfired and came around, and it sank the submarine. And then they were describing the nine survivors from that crash. But it was interesting. The name of the submarine was Tang.
There you go. Well, that is completely unrelated and very interesting. And think the plot for The Hunt for Red October.
Is that true?
Well, the misfire of the torpedo not hitting its target and coming back and blowing up the submarine.
I've been known to misfire.
Have you?
Bite me in the ass.
Yeah, it happens. Mark's in Chesterfield. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Gator?
Good, Mark.
I'll boil this down to a couple of different things. All of our dogs, we've had probably four over my lifetime. Even when I was in college, I went to CMU myself. Our dog was named Spike because we had this dog, Spike. He was so smart. One thing he would do is we'd let him stick his head out the window, have him on a leash, and my dad took like a quick lap. And the dog flies out the window. Thank God we had him on a leash because he's like hanging there. So we drag him in. But the best part was this dog, my parents, we were like, you know, late teenagers, graduated from high school and stuff. So we'd have parties because they were going to Florida. And they wouldn't tell us when they were coming back. Anyways, we're playing pool and we'd have 50 people there. Anybody who spilled a beer, this dog was all over it. So he would lick up the beer and stuff. And then we would, the next morning, there'd be puke all over the house.
Oh, boy. I don't know if that's thanks for the call. I appreciate it there. I don't know if that's what makes a dog special is it drank beer and puked. But I like the story. The guy said he named all the dogs Spike. Regardless, they've always named the same dog.
Yeah, like George Foreman or in The Simpsons, they named all their dogs Santa's Little Helper, right? It was like Santa's Little Helper 1, 2, 3, 4.
I thought there was just one Santa's Little Helper.
No, I believe there's multiple.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
Or just go with the George Foreman thing then. He named all his kids George
Foreman. I wouldn't want to name the dog the same name. If I had like 10 dogs over my lifetime, they were all named the same. I mean, how do you differentiate?
Probably by number. Spike 3.0, Spike 4.0, or Spike 5. You know? I that has to be the way. Or maybe they just said Spike because it was a lot easier that way.
I mean, yeah, right. Well, the dog was great. It was a smart dog, so we named all of our dogs Spike. What if that one's not smart? That is Spike.
And we call him Dumb Spike.
Dumb Spike. Right, yeah. Let's go to D, who's an Inkster. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, D.
Hi. My dog is, his name is Gordy.
Named after Gordy Howe?
Well, yes, but when I first got him, his name was Golden. Okay. And I didn't like that name, so it was either Holden or Gordy, so I went with Gordy.
Nice.
His specialty is he loves to watch TV. And his favorite show is America's Funniest Videos. He'll be in a dead sleep, and when that show comes on, he's up and he's watching it.
He can't get enough of America's Funniest Home Videos, huh?
Yeah, he loves it. He loves the Westminster Dog Show, too. He just goes crazy when that's on.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dee. I appreciate it. Lois enjoys the dog show, too. I think she does, anyway. She does look at the TV when the dog's on it, but she doesn't do a whole lot else other than look at the TV. Scott is in Commerce. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Scott.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
My dog's name was Susie. She's passed, but she was a Cocker Spaniel,
mm-hmm.
and she would open all our Christmas gifts. We'd all take turns, and she would open all our gifts.
Did you have to wrap them a little bit looser for her to do that?
No. Not at all. We actually tried to make it tough for her.
Now, would she end up taking that talent elsewhere when it wasn't Christmas? Did she unwrap?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she would. You had to keep the garbage can lid on. She would go after tissue paper.
Did she ever destroy couches?
No, nothing like that. She was not a destructive dog. No.
All right. Just my dog. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it, Scott.
Hey, just before we get more text, apparently they only had one Santa's Little Helper. It was a bunch of cats they named Snowball.
Snowball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean,
that show is still on, so it's hard to keep up.
The show's been on for, like, it's been over 30 years, hasn't it?
It's the longest running sitcom, I believe.
I think it's been like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, yeah. I remember.
The cast hasn't aged a bit.
No, when's Bart going to go to high school, man?
Is he even middle school yet?
He should be, right? I don't know. Is he? He's older than Lisa. They go to the same school, though, so maybe they're still in elementary school. You're right. When is he going to get to middle school?
I mean, he's not the brightest, but Lisa, she should have lapped him by now.
You would think. You know, you would think. I mean, seriously, 30 years of doing this show.
And Maggie's way too old to be having a pacifier still. I'm just saying.
I agree with that. In 30 years of doing the show, and if you have like 26 episodes a season or whatever it is they do, 22 episodes a season, so that's over how many episodes you want to count with that. 30 times 20 is 600 and something episodes, right? So well over 600 episodes, that's almost two full years of actual time. So those kids should have at least aged a couple years, and when they're that young, they grow like weeds. So, I mean, come on. At some point, let's go. Right?
Hey, man, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? It's still running, still getting some ratings. Obviously, must be making some, money.
Must be.
I do like the episodes where they, like, fast forward and, they are older.
Yeah.
And then they go back to what Bart's, like, eight or whatever.
Right, except I'm always disappointed with what Bart's become.
Yeah.
And Lisa's always, like, president or something like that. And Senator Simpson, whatever it is. Yeah. And Maggie? Really don't see much. There was like one. I do remember one episode where Maggie was grown up. But anyway, that we digress. But that's what we do.
I said, Doug's not here. Dude, go crazy, man.
Right, we go crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.